The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Lovely.
We have with us today, for the second week in a row, Michelle McCormack, mortgage loan officer with Stearns. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Great to be here again. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
You can get a sense of how the roads are at this time of year.
Really. And if you're in a warm place, you can see what's going on here.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Remember to look us up on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook as well. Michelle McCormack, mortgage loan officer with Stearns. Can you give me a little bit of a background on you and your company, please?
Well, I personally have been doing this for 30 years now, so I've been... I'm here for a long time. I've seen it come from the time when we used pen and paper and actually knew how to calculate things to the time where the computer supposedly does it all. So it's been a challenge out there the last few years. Stearns, they're a huge company that you probably never heard of before. Headquartered in California, they were the largest wholesale lender in the United States. Wholesale lender is those lenders that work with brokers, mortgage brokers and mortgage correspondents. In the last 3 or 4 years, they've decided to expand into the retail division, and I work directly for Stearns Home Loans, and we have been, the last year and a half, we've crossed over the Mississippi River and are expanding onto the East Coast, and we're growing exponentially. So many branches are opening every day, and it's a great opportunity. And it's a great company to work with.
I love Stearns and very impressed with them. And they do things that other lenders don't do. And you have over 60% of your loans that close in 30 days.
30 days and less for a prepared borrower. Now, of course, not all loans can close in 30 days and less. But the more prepared a borrower is, and if I tell you I need this, this, and this, the quicker the whole transaction is going to go.
Well, 60%, though. I mean, that's amazing to me because most of the listings that I see, that I have, that have borrowers that someone's going for financing, not only doesn't meet the contract date, which is usually minimum 45 days out, sometimes 60, I'm going for extension after extension after extension. So hats off to Stearns. And that's great news. Let's talk about saving. Last week we talked about what somebody can do to prepare themselves to purchase a home. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times we hear financial advisors telling folks to save their money, save for their down payment, to save up to 20% of a purchase price so that they can avoid paying PMI, which is that private mortgage insurance. We touched on that last week, that people have to pay when they put 20%, when less than 20% down on a mortgage. So tell me, is that the advice that you give people?
Absolutely not. In a lovely world, and you know, if you have the ability to save quickly for 20% down, that would be terrific. However, in the real world, for most of us, we're paying rent, or you know, we have other expenses such as child care, just day to day living expenses, and so forth. So it would take a very, very long time to save that 20% down, and in the meantime, housing prices are rising. So it just negates the whole fact of the reason for saving.
And housing prices are rising because the interest rates
Well, interest rates, they have gone up since the election. They've gone, we were quoting 3.5% at the time of the election with 0 points on a 30-year fixed rate. And today they're in the low fours. Now, again, the low fours is still a phenomenal rate of interest. So, you know, they're not high, but people have to get used to the fact that they're no longer in the low 3% range. They are over 4%.
So their monthly payment is going up.
That's right. Their monthly payment is going up. But however, if you're renting, you are paying 100% interest. Okay, if you're not getting anything for your money, you're paying 100% interest. If you can get something at 4.25%, 4.5% interest, that's still a better deal than 100%. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you're renting, you're just throwing your money away. You're not getting any equity whatsoever.
And you get the tax benefits. Absolutely. There's so many
still
benefits
tax
to owning.
And today, we're January 21st, is today's date. Income tax return time is coming. This is a perfect opportunity to make good use of your income tax return. Use that for the down payment and closing costs on your home. If you went out and rented a new apartment today, most landlords are going to require the first month's rent, the last month's rent, and a month's rent as security deposit. So you're talking, let's just say, for instance, you're talking a rent of $800 a month. Well, you have to have $2,400 just to move into a rental. Why would you do that? Buy your home. I mean, there's a lot of programs out there, and that's why you invited me here today to talk about some of the programs that can get people into a house for little to no money out of pocket. And they are available to people.
Okay, what types of loans are we talking about there?
Well, the first loan, and I'm going to talk about what's called USDA. It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture Guaranteed Loan Program. With this program, if you buy a house in a designated rural area, you can buy a house for absolutely no down payment. Now, this is income limited, so a family of 1 to 4 is limited to $75,650. For a family of 5 to 8, it is limited to $99,800. Now, this is in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming, Susquehanna, or surrounding locations, okay, to this radio program. Now, if you're in an outlying county, it may be higher, such as Pike County, Monroe County. There's different areas of Monroe County where they are higher. The Lehigh Valley is also higher. But, I mean, again, $75,650 for a family of 1 to 4 can get you into a house for no down payment.
That's their income.
That is their maximum income.
Okay. Now, they can do zero down.
Zero down.
100% financing.
100% financing, which is
phenomenal.
In today's market, absolutely. Okay. Does the house have to pass any type of inspection?
The house has to meet what's called the FHA property guidelines. Now, in all honesty, what it means is it's not going to pass if it's a handyman special. All right. That's the bottom line. They want a house in good basic condition that is in move-in condition, which is no broken windows, no peeling paint if the house is built prior to 1978, no rotted wood. Again, a house in move-in condition doesn't have to be all modernized, but everything's got to be working. You know, so and that's what they're looking for. But it's a phenomenal opportunity for somebody to own a home of their own. And when I said the word designated rural areas, it's not way out there in the rural locations. What is considered a rural location for our area let's talk Lackawanna County, is North Pocono School District. It is northern, we're northern North Pocono School District. It's in Scott Township. It's in Greenfield Township. It's in northern Lackawanna area. It's anywhere in Wyoming County. It's anywhere in Susquehanna County. It's anywhere in Wayne County. Newton Ransom also qualifies. So there are Glenburn also qualifies. Dalton will qualify. So there are a lot of areas that qualify for rural housing.
Pretty much if you're out of the valley.
If you're out of the valley. Exactly.
Okay.
Because what they're looking for is locations with less than 50,000 population data.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is a 0% down, 100% financing for low to moderate income households. And what about a credit score?
The credit score has to be 620, so it doesn't have to be perfect. The beauty of this program, it also allows the seller to pay up to 6% of the purchase price towards a buyer's closing costs. So literally, a buyer can get into the house with not one penny out of their pocket.
Yeah, 6% will cover their closing costs.
Absolutely.
6% of sales price.
Of the sales price, correct.
And that will pay the closing costs. So really, when you think about it, this is an amazing program.
It's an amazing program.
So do you do a lot of these?
I do a lot of them. And again, you know, a lot of people are not aware of them because they're not, they shop on their own. So they're not aware of the different loan programs.
Does every lender offer this type of loan?
No, not every lender offers it. You would have to, you know, if you're dealing with a small local bank, for instance, they might not do this product. Okay, so you do have to find out. Most of the mortgage lenders do it. They have the USDA, and it is the guaranteed loan program. And the reason I say guaranteed is if you're a very low income home buyer, I may tell you to contact the USDA directly. Not that I don't want to help you. However, for very low income homebuyers, there is what's called a direct loan program. You would have to contact the USDA yourself. If you have a mortgage lender that says, look, you qualify for the direct loan program,
you have to directly deal with them.
You will qualify for that. You have to contact that program, and then you work with them. And they will tell you, you know, when it's time to buy a house. You have to go get pre-approved through that direct loan program, but that's actually a subsidized loan program. So if you're very low income, let's say you might make like $22,000 a year and you have a couple of kids, the federal government will actually subsidize your housing payment. It's a phenomenal opportunity. And I do suggest you might want to have one program where you contact the USDA and have their representatives come in and talk about that. It's a great opportunity.
We've had them on in the past, yes.
And have they talked about the direct program?
Yes.
Yes. It's phenomenal.
It's good information.
Wow, you have a great radio show. You put all these good people on the air. I have to lift them. Oh, wait, I was here.
Yes, yes. You see, more people should be listening to this.
That's right.
But what I will do for you, Jackie, is I will email you the link that people, if they're interested in a particular property, can go on the USDA link so you can forward it to anybody that contacts you. And I'll forward you the link, so for the USDA, and it'll take you to a site where you just plug in the property address, and it will tell you whether or not that particular property is eligible for financing.
Great.
Yes.
So you know before you even get in the car.
Right. Absolutely.
To go look at it. Because you'd hate to find a house and love it, think that it would be rural and then not be eligible.
Right. Well, again, there's a lot of properties that you would think are not going to be eligible
that in fact are. Right.
For instance, if you go into Luzerne County and West Nanticoke and Alden are considered rural locations, which like that's just amazing to me. Anywhere in Mountaintop in Dallas. So, and I don't consider them any different than Clark Summit, but they qualify for USDA.
Good. How about PMI, private mortgage insurance, on this?
With the USDA, they just recently had a decrease, which is phenomenal. I'm very pleased. With the USDA, you pay what's called a upfront premium of 1% of the loan amount. Now, that is actually financed into the loan. So let's say you're taking out $100,000, you buy a $100,000 house, you're actually financing $101,000. On a monthly basis, there is a monthly fee, and it's similar to PMI, but it costs about one-third the cost of PMI. So overall, the costs on this are so much less. It's just such a great loan.
It is. Wonderful loan. A lot of pluses, a lot of advantages if you like the locations.
Right. Now, and again, for the, you know, the city or the valley, if you will, there's still so many loans. We have FHA, which is only 3.5% down. We also work with PHFA, Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. If you've got a credit score for PHFA of 660, they have a program where you are allowed to borrow up to 4% of the purchase price to use towards your down payment and closing costs. So if you combine that with the seller's assist, you can literally walk into a house for 1% of purchase price as your out-of-pocket expense. So again, that's another option. And of course, if you're a veteran, then a VA loan, which we love, is available anywhere. It's not limited to a particular area. You just have to be a veteran or a reservist, or a National Guard.
And I look at the statistics from time to time, And when I pull in them, I like to see that the people are taking advantage of the VA loans, and they are. That those closed transactions are increasing.
Absolutely.
So that's wonderful news.
Absolutely.
Because that's an excellent program for our military.
Loans. And again, they don't have monthly mortgage insurance. So that's another way, you know, for, again, to get people in a house with no money out of pocket. Don't let the fact that you don't have a lot of money prevent you from buying a house.
Because you have a good job, good credit.
Right. Pay your bills on time. That's really important. You know, and we'll put you into something. You know, even if it takes you a few months, put you into something.
And how can someone get in touch with you?
570-498-5789. Now, if somebody's getting married, okay, instead of maybe a bridal registry, I don't know if it's polite to ask them for cash, but, you know, it's another way you can use that the wedding gifts as your down payment and your closing costs. So that will help you. And that's acceptable, by the way, to a lender. You know, we would need a copy of your marriage license. We don't need everybody's canceled checks or anything like that, but it is acceptable using, you know, wedding gifts as your down payment and closing costs.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
Michelle McCormack, mortgage loan originator with Stearns. How does someone get in touch with you once again?
570-498-5789. Also have a great site on Facebook. It's the McCormack team at Stearns on Facebook, and we welcome messages. I welcome questions. I love to see people ask questions online, because I think that the more knowledge you have, the easier the whole process is. Don't ever feel a question is a stupid question, because it's not.
McCormack is spelled McCormack.
That is correct.
Okay.
I'm not a Mick, I'm a Mac.
Okay.
Pat?
Yes. We have a beautiful two-family home at 329 Spring Street in Dunmore for only $147,000. This home is on a dead-end street with a three-bedroom unit on the first floor, and it has a formal dining room and living room, a large kitchen, and Corian countertops. The second-floor unit has two bedrooms, a laundry room, two bonus rooms on the third floor. It also has beautiful hardwood floors on the first floor and brand-new flooring on the second, and the house is freshly painted throughout. That's a beautiful two-unit at 329 Spring Street in Dunmore with low taxes and off-street parking for only $147,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
We're going to go to a quick break right now. We promise we'll be right back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing today?
Lovely. How are you?
Doing good. A lot of good information today.
That's an inside joke.
Yes, lovely.
Yes. Michelle McCormack is with us today. Michelle is a mortgage loan originator with Stearns. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Having a fantastic time with you and learning a lot about the things that you do, and you offer financing for individuals looking to purchase a home. You do residential mortgages.
Absolutely. Only residential, 1-4 unit only.
We did on the first half of this show, USDA loans. We talked about those. They're 100% financing. And some of the great things about those is not only the 100% financing, but the borrower can also get an assist for the closing costs. Literally go to the closing table with very little to no out-of-pocket expense to purchase a home. And there are income guidelines, and there are areas that do qualify in Lackawanna County, Luzerne County, Wyoming, Wayne, Pike. Where else am I missing?
Susquehanna.
Okay. And so the house location has to be proved. The guidelines on the house would match the FHA.
That is correct. Guidelines. Just a house in moving condition. Doesn't have to be modernized, but no handyman specials.
So it can't be falling down.
And, that's correct.
All right. So, and so they look at for paint, peeling paint, electric, sometimes electrical, handrails.
The roofing in good condition. Again, they don't want somebody to buy a house and then are faced with a money pit and can't afford to fix it up.
And then on these type of loans, there's always a reduced private mortgage insurance, the PMI insurance.
That is correct. On a USDA loan, they're about one-third of the cost of conventional loans, as well as FHA.
And the interest rates are comparable to the
FHA and VA lending.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Let's talk about debt to income and mortgage.
What's the ratio?
What is the ratio?
What's the magic number?
What does it mean?
Well, during the break, we were talking about the mortgage crisis back in 2008. And there's a great movie about it. If you haven't seen it, it's called The Big Short. So I do suggest that you watch it. It's a great movie. And it talks a lot about what happened way back then. But at that point, the banks decided, well, we can't have these programs because we don't want the consumer to get hurt and to have to go through a foreclosure because it was all bad lending.
And that was primarily regarding 100% financing deals.
Or no-doc loans and things like that. However, okay, the banks, with the automated underwriting system, it's not the banks, it's the automated underwriting systems, still allow people to borrow much more than they really should for a home.
So just because someone's approved for $200,000 purchase price doesn't mean that they should go
absolutely
right
not
to that number.
Absolutely not. It's called your debt to income ratio. It's called a housing to income ratio and a debt to income ratio. The banks will allow you, and again, I keep saying the banks, so I shouldn't do that. The automated underwriting systems on a conventional loan will allow you to borrow up to 45% of your gross monthly income on total debt. Now, from that 45% number, you take out your debt, and then what you're left with is the amount that you can spend on your housing expense. Okay, so 45% of your gross monthly income, that's a lot of money. Because we haven't factored in how much is coming out of your checks for your taxes. Okay, we don't consider childcare a debt. All right, with the exception of VA loans, but childcare is not factored into this. We don't factor in, utility costs, nothing like that. So in reality, 45% of your gross monthly income is way more than you should be spending. And I tell my customers that all the time. Look, this is how much are you comfortable spending on a monthly basis? If somebody, for instance, has rent of $800 a month, and let's say they can save $200 a month, religiously, and that's extra in their room that they have, then really their payment should not be more than $1,000 a month because this is what they can afford. Again, it's not what you can get qualified for, but what you can afford. If you buy within your means, and this is truly what it means, okay, then you're never going to have a problem financially. We don't want anybody to have to work a second job or to have to rely on overtime earnings just to keep a roof over their head. If you need a second job or you need overtime earnings, you purchased too much of a house.
That was a great story you were telling during the break. You asked the woman how much she was comfortable.
Yes, I have one client that I'm working with right now, and I said, because I knew she was well qualified. I said, how much do you think you can afford? She says, well, I pay $1,200 a month rent, right, mortgage right now. And I think when all is said and done, $1,600 I could go to. And I laughed and I said, you want to know how much the bank says that you can afford? She says, sure. He said, $2,908 a month. I thought she was going to fall off her chair, that the automated underwriting system will allow her to borrow to have $2,908 a month when she feels her max is $1,600 a month. That's a huge disconnect here.
Well, Michelle, the problem I see as a realtor is that when people go on the internet and they're you know, going from lender to lender on the internet, and they're not even talking to somebody, but they're just going back and forth, and they're putting in, you know, the numbers and the calculators, and they're being told one thing. It's like
you can get a pre-approval letter. I can give you one. However, can you actually take that payment home and live with it? Is the other thing. And this is why I like to get people pre-approved a couple of months before they're actually ready. Because, again, let's say I have somebody 6 months. And let's say, for instance, that they're paying $700 a month rent, but yet they tell me, yes, I can afford $1,400 a month. Okay, so for the next 6 months, take that extra $700 a month, the difference between what you qualify for and what you pay in rent, and bank it. Two things are going to happen at the end of 6 months. Number one, you're going to find out if you can do it. Number two, you're going to save a lot of money in a very short amount of time. Because the first year is always the toughest, to go from paying rent or no rent, if somebody was living at home, to all of a sudden having a big mortgage payment. So if you took the time to pretend for 6 months that you actually had that kind of payment, you're going to be so much further ahead of the game.
Good advice.
You're going to find out, really, if you can afford that $1,400 a month payment. Because believe me, Christmas comes every year, even when you own a house. So don't tell me you can't save in December, because if you can't save in December, then you're going to have a late mortgage payment every year, and they're not really going to be pleased with you. And it's going to wreak havoc, by the way, on your credit.
And people like to enjoy themselves, you know, take a vacation here, you know.
Absolutely, and you should. I mean, that's what life, you work hard, and life is to be enjoyed. So you have to determine what your lifestyle requirements are. It has nothing to do with me or any other lender. But do you have to take a vacation every year? Some people say no, that they would rather have the nicest house that they can. Other people, they want to buy a car every 2 years, or they'd like to lease their cars. So, okay, budget that. If you're planning on having a child and you know you're going to need childcare expenses, we're not allowed to ask you these questions, okay? And we really don't discriminate against anybody because of child rearing. However, if you've got an $800 a month child care payment, you've got to factor that into your budget that we don't even take into consideration. So, you know, you have to do some of the work on your own to determine how much you can really afford versus what the banks say you qualify for.
Well, sitting down with somebody local goes
exactly.
A long way to figure all of this out. You can't get that on a computer at 3 a.m. in the morning and a mortgage calculator.
No, you can't. No. And because the calculators will tell you that you can afford a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you can, hey, go for it and go try to save that amount monthly and see what happens.
Right. So you try to help people not to become buried in debt.
I don't want them to become a statistic. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud to say that I've been doing this 30 years. I've had 5 foreclosures and that's it. So, you know, that's something that I don't take this lightly because I believe in customers and I believe in repeat business. And I like customers to know that I'm going to take care of you. You know, I'm not out here to get you to take a mortgage. I want to take care of you and make sure you're doing the right thing for you and your family.
Michelle, how does someone get in touch with you?
570-498-5789. I'm also on Facebook. I really like Facebook. I have a great site, the McCormack Team at Stearns on Facebook. And it's a great opportunity to, and I always put blurbs out there. For instance, we have just, in the first time in 10 years, the maximum mortgage amounts have just been increased. It's in 10 years, since 2006, okay? The maximum mortgage amount for conventional loans was $417,000. They've now gone to $424,100. So that's been the highest increase, the only increase in 10 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a small increase in FHA as well. I think it's 275. They're somewhere around there. I apologize that I don't have these numbers handy. But again, 10 years.
Thank you, Michelle. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a beautiful bi-level home with 3 bedrooms and 2 baths on Scranton's East Mountain at 5 Leslie Drive for $165,000. This home is in beautiful move-in condition with hardwood floors, a fireplace, a two-car garage, a fenced-in rear yard, and a large deck. That's a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 5 Leslie Drive on Scranton's East Mountain for only $165,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you to Michelle McCormack, Mortgage Loan Officer with Stearns, for coming in with us for 2 weeks in a row. We appreciate your time.
It's been thoroughly enjoyable, and I welcome questions. I welcome phone calls. I'm here to help you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.